News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk. And
are we there yet? Good morning and welcome to the El Paso History Show. We're a live show today, are we not?
I know. God, gotten 1 week and it's craziness.
Kind of rolling in here rapidamente. And last week we were off at the tape show. Thank you, Sergio, for what you did last week. He put that together
yes,
for us.
Yes, he did. It was good. I kind of peeked in and listened early when I was getting ready. And from Marfa.
You went down to Marfa. I went to Colorado. We reconvene here for another radio show about El Paso history. Today's no different because, as we always say, Texas history begins in El Paso. And I'll bet you've heard that somewhere before because it does. And we're here to prove it one more time. We've got that KTSM radio thing going on, but the .com thing, what is that?
Well, you can go to ktsmradio.com and click on the Listen Live, or you can pick up the iHeartRadio app for your smartphone, tablet, or computer, and you can take us everywhere you go.
Got some trivia going on today?
Oh, we got lots of trivia. We're going to be, we have, of course, options as usual. And on the prize for the correct trivia answer, $20 in coupons for Pepe's New Mexican Food in Canutillo in hour one. Or, oh, you got a woo over here.
Ooh.
Or,
yeah.
We know how to do this.
We've got
the good stuff here.
Yeah. Or
an El Paso DVD, and we got a special today where we're going to be giving away a set of four. Am I correct?
We'll be if somebody can convince us that they know something interesting, we'll give them all four ghost videos.
Something interesting. Well, you know, the Earth goes around the sun.
Typical question. We'll ask the trivia question, but if they have a more interesting answer than normal, we may just give them all four of those videos.
That's right. And then in hour two, we're going to give away $25 worth of food to Kiki's Mexican Restaurant on Piedras at Mobile in Central El Paso, or an El Paso Gold DVD.
You can't spell DVD, can
you? Yes, I know.
Well, it's a tough word. Anyway, back to the reality we have here. We do radio history all the time, El Paso history. And today we've got a most unusual couple of people in here. One guy is a lawyer, and the wife who saw him do all this, they're here today to explain the book he wrote.
They're partners in crime here.
Partners in crime. The name of the book is Moonspell. The guy who wrote it is Tom Diamond. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Talk into this gizmo thing you got.
Say
there.
Hello.
Yes, sir. I got it.
And you did bring your wife. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Welcome
it's
here.
Good to be here.
Yeah, grab that thing and just put it where you need it, because you got to get about this far away from her to talk to us. See,
oh,
like
okay.
That? And then it comes
out. Swallowing it. Oh.
But okay. The thing is, you wrote this book called Moonspell, and that's just like the tip of the iceberg of what is Tom Diamond, because you have had an amazing career, sir. And I really appreciate the fact that you did it and then put it in a book.
Thank you.
That's even more fun. But the book is called Moonspell, and that has to do with the Tiguas. It's on the cover. It's a picture we have on Facebook right now. Why Moonspell?
Well, there was an ancient drum. It was a Piro drum, which in the affiliated tribe, the Tiguas are Tiwa Indians, and the Piro Indians were very closely related. This drum belonged to the governor of the Tiwa Indians when I first started working with them in 1965. And he would play on the drum and sing chants, and the drum would vibrate, and the face of the moon really caught my attention and kind of enthralled me.
And that drum still exists?
No, unfortunately, it was stolen, and we were looking for it to this day.
Oh,
so it's never found, huh?
A reward for the drum, I'll bet.
I'm sure there is.
But that's the face that's on it, the moon.
That's it. Yes,
okay.
That's the moon.
So most people in El Paso, when I say the name Tom Diamond, oh, the guy that helped the Tiguas come from zero to where they are, which is kind of accurate. But on the other hand, you've done a lot of other things as well, besides the Tiguas. Where do you want to go? Because I'd like to hear about everything you've done. You knew John Kennedy. You knew Lyndon Johnson. And as an El Paso Democrat, you were the operative, basically, that put those guys in a driver's seat in El Paso County, weren't you?
Well, I was involved in it, that's for sure. I advanced for Kennedy and Johnson. And in this book, I recount some of those experiences.
Well, tell us about the one where Kennedy wasn't really, he was coming out, I believe it was in the primary, and he was still sort of an unknown and kind of uncertain, and you threw a heck of a rally here and bumped him up a bit.
Yes, that's a fond memory. Woodrow Bean, I was working for Woodrow Bean. I was his administrative assistant. And he had been out in California with Lyndon Johnson at the convention. And, in fact, I was at Woodrow's house when he called in to report on the events and told us that Kennedy had offered Lyndon Johnson the vice presidency, which Maxine Bean was Woodrow's wife, and she was opposed to it, and I was opposed to it.
Opposed?
Yeah. Well, I was a step down from a majority leader of the Senate.
Well,
in our opinion. Anyway, Woodrow Bean said something very prophetic. He said, listen, you guys don't know what you're talking about. When you're a vice president, you're a heartbeat away from being president of the United States.
Boy, did we find that out.
Boy, did we find that out, unfortunately. How right he was.
Well, so you were an operative in the Democratic Party for how many years? Dozens of years, right?
I was county chairman for over 20 years on two different occasions.
So people in El Paso knew who Tom Diamond was if they were a Democrat.
If they were a Democrat, they sure did.
And if they were Republican, they probably knew who you were, too.
Even better.
Yes, yes.
So the career of Tom Diamond, as I understand it, I mean, I ran into you because I worked for the Tiguas myself. They hired me to do a video, and the first thing they say is, go see Tom Diamond. And Tom Diamond said, don't bring your camera. Because you and I talked about doing a video for the Tiguas, but you didn't want to be on camera. That wasn't your thing. But on the other hand, the advice you gave me was pretty good. Just follow the leaders down. It was when the casino was full blast. You had Albert Alvidres as the governor. And I worked directly for Filiberto Candelaria. So that's the crowd you probably worked well with as well.
Oh, absolutely. Brings back lots of memories.
And like I said, you and I were talking in the lobby about the different things that you've been involved in. I mean, you go through the book, and I mean, you've a World War II vet. I mean, just all these amazing things. But you were involved in projects with the highways, and especially Trans Mountain, which, of course, is the biggest, I think, one of the biggest improvements that happened in that day, coming across the mountain, giving us more routes to get across the mountains.
Well, that's why I was hired by Woodrow Bean. He was county judge, and I was the right-of-way engineer for the highway department, finishing up the freeway, and he called me and asked me to come down and see him, and I did. And he offered me a job as his administrative assistant. And I was not interested in that at all. I wanted to go practice law. He said, well, this is a chance for you to meet all the lawyers and learn the judges and what's going on in El Paso.
He was right.
Why don't you try it, you know? So I did, but I was hired for two reasons, to promote the Trans Mountain Road and to go ahead and help him with the Sun Bowl. Those are the two reasons he hired me.
Both involved dynamite, as I recall.
Turns out.
That's just an aside.
Yes.
You had to move a lot of rocks.
That's right.
I have a question, though. Who was the Mount Franklin Yacht Club?
Oh,
I mean, we have so much water here for yachts.
Oh, Mount Franklin Yacht Club. That was really an organization. Jack Salem was the one that I worked
Jack
the closest
Salem.
On the Yacht Club.
Yeah.
But there was a whole bunch of El Pasoans.
Well, where did they come up with it? I mean, why did they use to go somewhere and yacht together? Or
No, it was an excuse to go out and have a beer party in the mountains.
Ah.
Carolyn, you got to go on these?
Oh, yeah, and I loved it.
She was the first mate.
Well, you know, there's so many things to talk about. The Trans Mountain Road, I mean, that was a huge event. How big a deal was that? Because you had to clear ordinance, you had to get ordinance cleared off of that rain, Casner Range.
Well, that was a problem on the east side, of course. And then there was a lot of issues, environmental issues that were raised with penetrating the mountain range itself. It was not easy to convince a lot of people that that was a beneficial project and good work for the city to get involved in. But it was.
You had the Army behind you, though, didn't you?
They sure weren't opposed to us. I don't recall that they.
Well,
they were cooperative.
Think in terms of an Army commander on the east side of the mountains, and Pancho Villa was operating on the other side. And so the memory comes back from the old days. I wish we had a couple more accesses across this range. So coming into the 50s, and you get access, the commanders remembered that. Let's get another access for the soldiers to get over to the border if we need to. So that was one thing I heard.
Well, no question about it. Geographically, El Paso's isolated by the range,
yeah,
of Mount Franklin. So this was a very important step to uniting our community.
You never got involved in that thing about putting a tunnel through McKelligan Canyon into Coronado, did you?
No, I was just aware of it.
But that was a real event for a while. People were going to do that.
Mm. Absolutely.
And they were going to sell condos in there for bomb shelters to pay for it. And well, now think about it. The city planning on the other side of the mountain, Silver Springs Avenue goes right up to the mountain as a double highway for a reason. And it just never came through. Okay, so the Trans Mountain Road was one thing you did for Woodrow Bean. What was he like as an individual?
Oh, boy.
Now, both of you, I'm sure, have an idea there.
Oh, for sure. Well, he was a flawed genius.
There you go. Yeah.
A flawed genius.
Yes, yes.
I never met anyone in my life like him. He really got things done. He knew how to cut to the quick. And he was a very important person in that respect. He did a lot for our community. But he had some failings, too.
The flawed part.
Very frank with you. Booze was one of them. And that's such a downfall for so many people.
The man called my house once when I was a little kid, and I heard about it from my mother because she took the call. And it was Woodrow Bean looking for Hibbert Polk. That was my father, so whatever was going on there. But they got off the phone and said, he said, how the hell are you? Can you imagine someone saying that? How the hell are you? And that shook up the household. For like, oh, you know. Anyway, that's all I know about Woodrow Bean. But that era was very, very operative for El Paso to expand and get into things. Sun Bowl. Tell us about the Sun Bowl.
Well, the Sun Bowl was a very important project, still is to this day. And it brought together the entire community, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the liberals, the conservatives. I don't care who you were. Everyone was for the Sun Bowl. And it was one of the best projects I ever worked on because it was such a pleasure to work with everybody. Everyone was of a common purpose and dedicated to getting the job done.
And are you the attorney who wrote the clause in there that said the UTEP could buy it for a dollar from the county? That's not in your book. I know that's not in your book.
Not in my book.
No, but I mean, that's isn't that basically what happened? At one point, there was a booze question, and the county said, well, we want to do a party. And UTEP said, no, you're not. And then... They took that clause and said, it's ours now. Life in the Fast Lane with Tom Diamond, wife Carolyn. The book is called Moonspell. We barely touched what's in this thing. My goodness.
Oh, and it's a quick, easy read, too. It's
great. It is, and you need to get a hold. By the way, we should tell people, if they're interested in the copy, today's the day to get Tom Diamond to sign one at Pepe's. So we should warn Pepe. I sort of did. Pepe, here we come. But the idea, I mean, you know Pepe's because you've been out there. That's kind of in your neighborhood, right?
The valley. Yeah, in Canyatea.
Yes, ma'am. And so we're going to go out there for a book signing with Tom Diamond, Moonspell, and wife Carolyn. Carolyn, what are your thoughts on this? Because I don't think you get asked a whole lot. I'm just guessing. Because he's the lead on it's his name on the book, right?
Yeah.
But without you at home, I don't think he could have pulled this off. Am I right?
I don't know about that. I might have been a hindrance. Who knows?
But you're a second eyewitness on the scene.
Oh, yeah.
Basically for what he's done.
Yeah.
Tell us about the day you were going to have dinner with John Kennedy and Jacqueline.
Oh, my.
That was a tough day.
Farewell to Texas.
Yeah.
Set it up for us, Tom. You guys had a big meeting planned.
We
were on our way to
Austin.
Oh, so you're going from Austin to Dallas?
Yes,
To meet him.
Well, he was coming to Austin.
Oh, he was on his way.
Yeah, he was going. He landed in Dallas and was then going to Austin for a big dinner party.
Okay.
And we were with Barton and Linnell Bowling. We were all together driving to Austin for this big party, and in Fredericksburg we heard the sad news: Kennedy had been shot and was dead.
But the point was you guys had been scheduled to have dinner with the president that night.
Yes.
My, what a strange day you turned out to have.
Oh, it's horrible.
Everybody knows where they were. Yours is a little more evident because you were going to have dinner with the guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to Austin and walked into the hotel, and the first one we saw there was Wayne and Janice Wendell, and they were in tears like we were. Everyone was just devastated, devastated. There was about 10 or 15 El Pasoans there for this dinner. And we were all just absolutely crushed.
So that's part of your legacy, though. You were there, and the fact that you were part of the major Democratic machine in West Texas is the reason you were there, right?
Oh, yes. I was county Democratic chairman. Bart Bowling was the committee man for the Democratic Party for West Texas, and Carolyn and Linnell were very active as Democrats.
But your powers with the Democratic Party actually extended beyond El Paso, from what I was reading.
Well, I was active statewide.
Yeah. And almost nationally, too, because you...
Well, on Advancing, I was, yes. Yeah. And Advancing was a very interesting thing, a very unusual activity to be involved in. And not many people realize what an advance man does.
What do you do?
Well, there's two principal things you got to do. You got to carry out the wishes of the campaign as far as politics are concerned, events, sizing the events, locating the events, and the demographics of getting the people there and transportation, all that stuff. Then the second thing you got to do, and it's even more important, is you got to keep the candidate in line. You got to make him do what he's supposed to do or
good
she's
luck.
Supposed to do.
No.
Oh, it's tough at times. Okay, it's tough. Listen, I've ordered presidents around.
Did you ever work?
You got to do it. You
never
work
with Bill Clinton?
No, I never worked for Bill Clinton.
Congratulations.
I don't think anyone could order him around.
But you did both Kennedy as well as Johnson.
Yes, yes.
And what was the story about Kennedy and Juarez?
Oh, well, I
chuckled when I ran into that one.
Well, I was a bystander, but I'll tell you what I saw. Jack Kennedy came to El Paso without any advance persons whatsoever. He was his first stop after the nomination in Los Angeles. He'd had a couple of small meetings with the public in L.A. after the convention. Then he came to El Paso. And Lyndon Johnson called up Woodrow Bean and said, can you set something up for us in El Paso? So we got busy and did. Several things came out of that event. One was we didn't have any money, so we couldn't go out and get posters made, so we did homemade posters.
And those were the fun days.
Oh, yeah.
That turned out to be a good idea, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So much so that later on, when I was advancing for Lyndon Johnson in Washington, they had me give a little speech on how you did this, because it's got more effect on the public.
And you just made it up.
Well, we didn't make it up. It was a necessity. We had no choice.
You made it up out of necessity.
Yeah. Anyway, the next thing was the huge crowd that showed up. There's a tremendous feeling of empathy and respect and appreciation between the Mexican people and Jack Kennedy. Just, I don't know what it is.
Catholic.
It's magic. It's magic.
Catholic had something to do with it.
I guess it has.
I
but
think
it was,
that did. Oh,
it was just magic. He drew a crowd you wouldn't believe.
Absolutely.
The enthusiasm. It was,
I went and
it
sat
was
on
vibrant.
I went and sat on the curb and watched him go by.
Yeah.
I think
oh,
it was
sure.
Catholic and the fact he was Irish, too, because of the
yes.
many
yes.
of the things they had in common from struggles in the early days.
I see a lot of common features in the society of the Irish and the Mexican.
Okay, I need to hold you right there. We do need to take a break, but don't forget where you were. You were about to go to Juarez with the president, I think. So we'll have to come back to that.
I thought you'd forgotten.
No. We have witnesses writing things down. So in the meantime, we'll take a break and come back and talk to Tom Diamond and Carolyn and talk about some more El Paso history. In fact, we're going to do some right now.
You've got the trivia.
The trivia questions, here they come.
Okay, for the first hour, our first trivia question is, what is the full name of the El Paso County judge that Tom Diamond worked for?
Now, we said the guy's name, but not his full name.
Yes, we did. Didn't we?
Not his full name. He has three names.
So you have to look this one up.
You said two.
Yes.
We know what those three are because Tom's sitting here. He knew the guy. And that's the question. Say it again.
What is the full name of the El Paso County judge that Tom Diamond worked for?
Interesting. Also, a reminder today, Pepe's is going to be closed for 2 weeks vacation. Today's the day to go.
Yes.
So go. In fact, what you might want to do is get him to put some on ice for you. Get some enchiladas, freeze them, and in a couple of days when he's not open, because they're going on vacation.
That's right.
You pull them out and you cook them up. So that's what we got today. Also, just to let you know, El Paso Gold DVD vendors and the locations, Mission Trail Association is now selling those, 9065 Alameda. So we'll let you know about more details on that after the break here. But again, the question
is, got to read it here so they get it correctly. What is the full name of the El Paso County judge that Tom Diamond worked for?
He's got three names.
Name
all of them, and you get this here access to prizes or food or whatever by calling this phone number.
915-544-5876. 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Hey guys, with summer almost here, are you looking to trim up, maybe lose some of that belly fat, and feel more energized to enjoy more of what you do? If so, ProGene is conducting a national study on the impact of testosterone and will pay you to participate. Go to ProGene77.com to see if you qualify. Here, you can find out your testosterone levels for free while getting paid to do something about it. ProGene, a leading testosterone brand found nationwide at GNC and other stores, is sponsoring this research and will pay you to be a part of the largest survey of men's levels in the country. There are no needles and no office visits. The clinical grade tests are painless and confidential. It's an easy program you can do from home, and everything is shipped to you for free. So if you want to feel more energized and get trimmed up, find out your levels for free and go to ProGene77.com now. That's the word pro, G-E-N-E 77.com. ProGene77.com. Enroll today before the study is closed. So go to ProGene77.com.
Every day, a million people enter the United States. Travelers, visitors, newcomers, and some who intend us harm. And every day, the men and women of U.S. Customs and Border Protection safeguard our nation. CBP officers stop terrorists, drugs, and counterfeit goods before they enter our country. In an uncertain world, CBP is America's edge. Visit cbp.gov/careers. CBP, America's edge. CDP is an equal opportunity employer.
Our most incredible lease and finance offers of the season are available now at BMW of El Paso. During the summer finance special, drive a new 2016 320i sedan for just $299 a month, a new 2016 X1 xDrive 28i for only $369 a month, or the new 2016 528i sedan for only $499 a month. I'm Russell Stover, 6318 Montana Avenue, or on the web at bmwofelpaso.com, 778-9381. Just call, that's all.
36-month lease, no security deposit, $2,750, $3,000, and $3,500 new at signing plus DTNL. See dealer for details.
The sizzle of a steak on the grill, the crashing of waves on the beach, and whatever that is. At iHeartMedia, we have harnessed the power of sound in a way that can help you expand your reach to a new group of target customers and grow your business through customized and effective advertising. Big or small, local, regional, or national, our iHeartMedia consultants are ready to help. Call 844-BUY-RADIO or go to iHeartMedia.com.
Of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we've got Tom and Carolyn Diamond in the house talking about the new book. It's called Moonspell. And there's a lot of details about El Paso. It's like cutting a path right through El Paso history, and you get a free ride watching him do it.
And it's a lot of history that many of us experience today.
All kinds of stuff going on.
I-10, Trans Mountain Road, and the Mount Franklin.
It's all there. So we'll talk about. We got him here till noon, so we can do that again in a minute. But in the meantime, tell you a couple things going on. There is a tribute, Military Service with Honor, it's called. A tribute to those men and women who wore the uniforms with pride and served with our nation's armed forces during times of war and peace. This is an exhibition at the International Museum of Art, and that's tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. Daryl Hyatt, Prince McKenzie are the curators. International Museum of Art is having that event, 1211 Montana. Ring them up, 543-6747. And it's a tribute to those men and women of service. And what have you?
Well, I've got the Texas State Historical Association's upcoming launch of, and that'll be July 11th, of the second annual virtual race across Texas. It's an online game that brings together thousands of competitors who put their knowledge of all things into Texas. And it's they can put it to the test right there online. I did it last year. It was quite fascinating.
How'd you do?
I did not great. I knew more about the west side of Texas than I did on the east side, but I learned a lot about Central and East Texas, considering I'm California.
TSHA Online.
Right, TSHA Online. And after registering through race, players will travel virtually across the state, visiting a new Texas destination online each day, answering historical questions about Texas events, people, and places along the way. And it's free, and it runs through August 1st, and they have great prizes for this friendly competition. Travel packages, big screen TVs. They have a lot more this year than they had last year.
Oh, that's worth doing then,
So go to tshaonline.org and make El Paso a winner.
Hey, we could win something there, too.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we got people we're going to make into winners. This by a person called up our radio program, and they want to get on the air talking about something. Name is Paul. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
We've got your question. You ready for the question?
Yeah, sure.
All right, go ahead.
What is the full name of the El Paso County judge that Tom Diamond worked for?
We want three names. What do you got?
Okay, Woodrow Wilson Bean.
Yes. He's a smart man.
We knew that. You knew that. You knew that because you're...
He's a winner.
You've been around a bit, huh?
A little bit.
Okay,
did you
enough.
Work for Woodrow?
I never saw him. No, but I read about, you know, in the book, and it's incredible.
Oh, okay.
It really is a good book there. All right, well, we have another caller behind you. We can either give you a second question or give the other caller a question. Well, by the way, what do you want? We got DVDs and we got Pepe's Food. What do you need?
Pepe's Food.
Pepe's Food for Paul. Next question going to the next guy, or you want to try it? See, this is a moral dilemma right here.
Yeah. No, if they want to do it, go ahead.
Okay, fair enough. Stay on the line here, Shelley. We'll come on and tell you how to pick up your prize.
Okay.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate that. All right, next caller we got on here is Stuart. Stuart, you're on the radio. You ready for a question? It's a new question. Stuart.
Stuart?
Yeah. I was calling in for the answer there.
We got a second, different question. Different.
For his full name, but it also appears he used to ride on the fame that he was related to Judge Roy Wilson west of the Pecos. He
Roy
never
Bean.
Discouraged that, but I don't think he was related to
well, him. Let's ask Tom Diamond. Was he also related to Judge Bean?
Woodrow claimed that,
but he disavowed it when he was sober.
Oh, I see. So now we have
With a name like Woodrow Wilson, I mean, he was probably going both directions, Woodrow Wilson or Bean.
Okay, but now, okay, here's the deal, Stuart. It was a second question. Are you ready for it?
Hopefully.
Well, here it comes.
Hey, take a shot at it. Okay, what was the Mount Franklin Yacht Club?
What?
The drum weight. Hold it. What was the Mount Franklin Yacht Club?
It was... I know that on the tip of my tongue. I'm going to have to pass. I'll let Carolyn Diamond answer that.
Well, no, wait a minute. Now, we're going to probably take almost any answer, so say anything. We're trying to give this stuff away, dude.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Just go ahead and take a shot at it.
What was the yacht club? The El Paso
Club?
The El Paso Yacht Club.
Probably the Mount Franklin Yacht Club.
But what did they do? What were they? I mean, we don't have any.
This is not going
here.
Right. We'll just give it to them.
Well, they would study the formations of the rock.
That's close enough. Okay, we're going to give it to them.
We'll give it to you.
I don't know what the heck the right answer is, but you got it.
It's
no matter
a drinking club is what it was. It's, it's like when I bought the Bernie and I had belonged to in Phoenix was the Pink Flamingo Lawn and Garden Alliance. So we played golf
thing.
And partied.
Yeah, the yacht club for the Franklin. Okay, we're going to give it to you, even though we don't really know what the answer is. Doesn't really matter, but you got yourself a DVD. Take a choice. What's one of those over there?
Let's see, we've got...
That's for second hour.
We have the Waco Tanks, we have Ghost Stories of El Paso 2, and Ghost Stories of Volume 4. Which one would you like?
The ghost ones would be fine.
Fair enough.
Two or four?
Give him four. Four is the latest.
Four is the latest?
It's about the smelter.
You're going to get the four.
You'll get a kick out of that.
Okay, that'd be great. I haven't seen any of them. So
Okay. Well, Stuart, thanks for playing.
Stay on the line. We think
you won. Now, don't hang up. Shelly has to tell you how to get this prize.
Well, thank you, and we really enjoy your show. You have some great guests on there today.
Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate it, and watch out for that train right behind you.
Yeah.
You hear that train coming at him? Look like out, dude. It's a train. Anyway, we got to take a break. Should we do that?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Okay, come back. This wears me out. Tom Diamond's here along with Carolyn. We're going to talk more stuff about what happened to President when he went to Juarez.
That's right.
Or did he go? Tom's not going to tell it.
I think he had been there before.
We're giving him too much time now. He's going to think up a better answer than what the real one is. All right.
Yeah, I got to get the book.
Call us up. Facebook as well.
Well, yeah, we're on Facebook. We've got a picture of Tom and his book on Facebook, and I'll be posting a picture of the lovely husband and wife team shortly. And just check out the things. You can see the TSHA online link to get into that contest if you'd like.
Good stuff.
And just check out our Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show.
544
5876-544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history.
Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. EPHistory.com.
The Belly Flattener Nubiotics is in an epic battle with the competition to be the best belly flattening product on the market. To prove they're the best, they're giving away free trials to everyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-500-2883. Nubiotics has what it takes to win. It's scientifically formulated to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. Made with natural ingredients, it even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. But to win, Nubiotics can't just be the best. It's got to prove it's the best. That's why they're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Again, Nubiotics is in an epic battle to be the best belly flattening product on the market. To win, they're giving away free trials to everyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. So hurry. Call now for details. 1-800-500-2883. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-500-2883. That's 1-800-500-2883.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-852-8203. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-852-8203. 1-800-852-8203. 1-800-852-8203.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
The El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Need to tell you some things coming up at the El Paso Archaeological Society on July 16th. They're going to have an annual potluck supper. Go meet these people.
Yeah.
EPAS.com is a way to find out their details. But they have a laboratory on city property right there at the museum. And that's because they were so instrumental in helping get archaeology known in El Paso. They've been around since 1922. Otis Altman was one of the original members of that. He was a photographer. And what they did, one of the main things they did was get a hold of Waco Tanks and figure out how to help save that. But now they're having a potluck dinner kind of actually it's a luncheon. But go meet these people, see who they are, find out what that's all about, EPAS.com. But it's an interesting group of people. They want a main dish, side dish, or dessert, share with the archaeology people. Bring some archaeological food. No, don't.
Iced tea. Just bring a covered dish.
There you go. Plates and napkins supplied, all that stuff. But talk to those people. I joined way back a long time ago. Those field trips they take.
Oh, they're amazing.
In the middle of freaking nowhere, there's something interesting, and they know where it is.
And they're fun, too.
Oh, they're fun. They're really great. That's what I got for. What do you got?
Okay, well, you know, we were talking about the military before. McGoffin Home State Historic Site down there at 1120 McGoffin Avenue invites you to step back in time to El Paso's only house museum. And, you know, this is a great exhibit that they got going on down there in the visitor center right across the street, and it's called Duty, Honor, and Country, El Paso at West Point, and that is in the McGoffin Home Visitor Center. So stop there, check that out, and then go across to the house and the museum. And they're going to be celebrating West Point graduates who helped shape El Paso. Then also, of course, this is going all summer for the military. It's the special Blue Star Museum program now through September 4th, and it started on Memorial Day, and it's covering all active duty, and their family members are invited to tour the McGoffin Home for free. This program ends on Labor Day, so be sure to come and see him. And our thanks to all the military families for their service. And also, McGoffin Home has had... Oh, no, that's... She is gone, isn't it?
That's over. I took that off. I didn't take it off your page.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Hey,
she's
I should tell you
gone.
About,
I thought so.
I need to tell you about the flag business going on. You know, there's a crowd. Mm-hmm. You have it at your house, right?
Yes, I do.
And it's the Kiwanis Club, and 833-2269. They'll put a flag in front of your house 5 times a year. You will donate to them, and it will be a happy thing. And you'll look good at your house having a flag.
Oh, looks great.
The flag is like 3-foot by 5-foot flag on a 10-foot pole, and it sticks in front of your house, and it's a wonderful thing.
They come in the morning, they put it up, and then at the evening, they come and take it down. You don't even have to touch it. I mean, you can't get more lazy than that, but yet show your pride.
You got to call them, though. 833-2269. All right. We got Carlos on the phone. Wants to talk to Tom Diamond. Carlos, you're on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the time.
Sure.
Good morning.
Mr. Diamond, I believe that you lived on Del Soto Street in the Coronado Hills. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Well, I had the pleasure of meeting you when I was just a little guy going to Putnam. You used to visit a family by the name of Gibson.
Oh, Russell, yes. And, still do.
Russell and Robert were good friends of mine. And I got to play with your son when he used to come over and visit. I had the great pleasure of reading your book. It was loaned to me by a friend of mine.
Buy one.
And I was so intrigued by the number of famous people that crossed your life all the way back when you were in college. I believe you met Mr. Steinbeck while you were in college.
Yes.
And movie stars. You met an associate justice when you were working on the Guadalupe Project.
William O. Douglas.
And that was a chance meeting, wasn't it?
No, I was escorting him on his... He was writing a book called Farewell to Texas, and I was escorting him on the latter part of that trip.
Okay, you were assigned
to the Davis Mountains to the Guadalupes.
Carlos, you've been reading this book pretty good. What else did you find in there?
Oh, I tell you, it was so intriguing for me because I'm a Democrat. I became an activist later on in my life, mostly in California, but I've moved back to El Paso. And I trade books with this friend of mine. His name is George. We meet for beers at this place called Nona's on Mesa. Mm. And I gave him the book on Lee Chagra, and he gave me your book. And I think I got the better end of the deal.
I was going to say, is that an even trade? What do you think, Tom?
I won't argue with you.
Be careful on your answer. There's people listening.
What a character. What a character. But what a history of law in El Paso and the Southwest. But more importantly, what a joy it was to read about your path through life. And I got excited when I read it. It's one of the better books that I've read. And I wanted to ask you something that George brought up. There used to be this club called, I believe it was a Chaparral. No, the Carousel. I apologize. And he said that it was where political people would meet. And he was wondering why you never mentioned that. We don't even know if it was a real existence.
It's a secret.
Well,
that's what he said. That's what he said. He said he was not going to mention what happened in that place.
Tom didn't say that either. Go ahead, Tom.
Well,
I just wanted to share with you the joy that you gave me in reading your book and the great excitement that was in my heart when I heard about all of these great people that crossed paths with you, and it just filled me with joy. Also, to thank you from the bottom of my heart as a minority person for the hard work that you did for those Indians. God bless you. It wasn't an easy struggle for you, but you were persistent. Damn, you were persistent. And I just wanted to thank you for that and for writing the book. And what time are you going to be at this place so that I can get my own book and signed by you?
Pepe's today, 12:30. We're going to go out right after the show. It takes us about a half an hour to get there.
Okay.
And Pepe's is at 6761 Donovan. It's in a strip mall. Don't let that fool you. The food is genuine.
It's just south of the Trans Mountain where it dumps onto Donovan and across in the swap meet over there.
If you know how to get to the outlet mall, keep going down to Donovan. You'll find this place, 6761.
I will look it up in the internet and make sure I'm there to have a book signed by you. And again, sir, all I wanted to say to you was thank you for writing the book. You lived a fabulous life. But most importantly, this part of Texas really got the best of you. We got an outstanding individual doing some fabulous work for us and allowing this community to grow. And your stories are hilarious.
Great stuff. Well, Carlos, I look forward to meeting you today. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, KTSM, for putting him on.
Absolutely.
Thank you for calling.
You take her easy. Well, we got a fan there going to buy a book there, Tom. It's going to be good. And also, he's correct. I mean, the stuff you're one of those people that just kind of glanced off all kinds of folks. We haven't touched on your early years, like he mentioned. When you went into the U.S. Army, you had sort of an interesting channel of people that came at you, and you interacted with them. We still want to hear about John Kennedy going to Juarez. I'm not going to let that one die. But well, in fact, you want to take that one on first?
Sure. Right.
Let's do. Okay, then we'll go to California.
Okay. What happened was, after that rally at the airport, we went downtown to the hotel, the Cortez Hotel. Ted Sorensen was there, Jack Kennedy was there, Woodrow Bean was there, and I was there. And we were drinking scotch and celebrating what a wonderful event had just taken place, how successful it had been.
And he was a candidate at this time.
He was a candidate. He had just been nominated. He was on his way back east to start the campaign.
Top end.
This was his first stop on that Kennedy campaign.
Let's go see Tom Diamond, and there you are.
So anyway, Woodrow Bean started. Kennedy wanted to know all about El Paso. So Woodrow Bean started telling him the highlights, and he mentioned Irma's, which was a bordello in Juarez.
A bordello.
Yeah. And
Kennedy in a bordello. Go figure.
They even had valet parking. And Kennedy said, a valet parking at a bordello? He couldn't believe it. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing that. So Woodrow Bean said, let's go.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
We were all happy as hell and joyous and leaving the hotel, and Kennedy was in the lead, and he stopped, and I bumped into him and fell to the floor, and Sorensen bumped into me and fell down too. So we were getting untangled, and Woodrow came back and was untangling us, and Woodrow said, why did we stop? And Kennedy said, hey, we can't go to Juarez. We can't go to Juarez. Woodrow says, yes, you can. He says, no, because I'm running for president. He says, we have a rule in El Paso. After midnight, you're invisible in Juarez.
Oh, dear.
And Kennedy says, that might be a good rule in El Paso, but I'm running for president of the United States, and I can't be seen in a Mexican whorehouse.
Ah, well, so it goes.
Not this visit.
But there's the story, right?
That's the story.
Well, now, dial back in your book to some of these earlier things that Carlos on the phone there was alluding to, because he's right. I mean, some of the stuff that you got into in the war, I mean, it's like you were Forrest Gump. And all of a sudden, everything happened to you, and they made a movie out of it. In this case, it's a book. Talk about some of those people. I mean, that was amazing.
There's a chapter in there called A Walk in the Jungle.
Yeah, oh, God.
I was quite a hunter as I grew up. My father was a big hunter. And so when I was in New Guinea, I got busy hunting, of course, and I frequently would go out into the jungle shooting birds. There was a new lieutenant joined us who knew I did this, and he wanted to accompany me. So I said, sure, fine. So we took off and crossed this canyon where the camp was, and he wasn't in very good health, shape, and was out of breath when we got over there. He says, you know, Tom, I can't go any further. I'm going back to camp. So I said, fine. I took off and went out in the jungle. Well, about a mile into the jungle, it opened up into a clearing of what we called kunai grass. It was grass that grew very thick, about 8 foot tall. So I stopped and listened because I knew that that would be an easy place to bump into somebody and have some trouble because Japanese were straggling along the coast trying to rejoin their own troops.
You're talking in the 1942?
This is 1944.
Four, okay.
And so I listened and didn't hear anything. So I started out through the trail, through the kunai grass, and I got in the middle of the clearing, and I stopped to listen again. And boy, was I surprised. I could hear voices, and they were speaking Japanese. So I looked intently down the trail, and I saw some figures coming at me. So just instinctively, without even thinking, I took my safety off and emptied my gun ahead of me, and then I took off running with bullets whistling through the kunai grass, and I was really taken off. Huh?
You shot at him, but you didn't get them all.
Well, I got one. I got one. And in fact, I have a battle flag at the house today, which was his, and his dog tags and a cap and a bad memory of the whole day.
I bet. Well, you went through all kinds of stuff. Your opening paragraph, your opening chapter is kind of a shocker.
Well, that was the shock of my life. I've never seen anything like that in my life and hope I never do again.
Describe it briefly so we don't have to get detailed here.
Well, the first sergeant and I were going to a town called Tarlac in the Philippines. And it was dark, just had turned dark, and we stopped at a bridge, and some Filipino guerrillas were guarding the bridge, so we identified ourselves and crossed the bridge. and I saw a figure on the ground with a fire next to it. So I thought maybe someone was in trouble, so we stopped and got out to see what we could do to help. Well, guess what we saw? We saw a Japanese captain spread-eagled on the ground with bamboo stakes driven through his arms, his legs, and a big bamboo stake right through his abdomen. He was dying. And these Filipino guerrillas were all laughing. They thought it was so funny.
Oh, boy.
And one of them said, you want to see him, hear him cry? He poked him with a bamboo stick, and he cried.
Okay.
So we got back to the Jeep, and I turned to the first sergeant, and I said, do you want to take him out? Meaning, do you want to kill him? We have machine guns in our back of the Jeep. And he says, I sure do, Lieutenant. He said, but we better be getting out of here because they may be getting ready to do the same thing to us.
Oh, tough stuff. But so, you open this book with one of the toughest images.
Well, that's the toughest thing I ever saw in my life.
Well, moving on. There are other chapters where you can actually talk to people about stuff. Dick White was elected to Congress.
Oh, yes.
I worked for Dick White. I actually was an elevator operator in Washington, D.C. Under a patronage. His son Rod and I went to grade school together. And so when it came time to put somebody in a chair up there, hey, who do you know? So I went up for a summer, then I went up for a year. And so I know fairly well the White family because I knew him before he was elected to anything. You probably did too.
Oh, yeah.
What a guy he was. Yeah. We can take another break here, but let's make sure we come back and talk a little bit about Richard C. White because what a character he was and what he did for history in El Paso. People don't know that.
And his wife also.
Yes, Kathy also.
Oh. And I knew them both very well.
He
interesting crowd
fantastic.
Here. Taking a break here. Shall we do that? Call
yes.
us up.
915-544-5876. 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-900-6181. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-6181. That's 1-800-900-6181. 1-800-900-6181.
This July, spend $25 at participating Napa Auto Parts stores and they'll not only donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, but you'll get a free Napa Patriotic Racing Cap, keeping your car in America running strong. That's Napa know-how. While supplies last.
Whether you're grilling up burgers or cruising with the top down, iHeartRadio is your summer must. We've got hundreds of live stations and millions of tunes that are perfect for the pool, your cookout, the ballpark, or just rocking down the road. The iHeartRadio app and iHeartRadio.com. Summer's soundtrack. Summer's soundtrack. All your favorite music. All your favorite stations. All free. iHeartRadio.com and the iHeartRadio app.
Of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got a call coming in here. We'll talk to him in a second, but I want to say congratulations to the El Paso County Historical Commission.
Yay.
This is the county operative group mandated by the state of Texas to do markers, but they're also said, hey, if you want to improve the city and promote history and get a little tourism going here because you know history, do it. And so they've done so, and under the direction of Bernie Sargent, you got a crowd here that just received the 2015 Distinguished Service Award from the Texas Historical Commission.
That's right.
Yay! Where's the crowd when you need them, Sergio?
They continually win that, and they're one of the most active in the state. And when Bernie went to that tourism summit down in Austin a couple of weeks back, they highlighted El Paso and their on what the right things people need to be doing. And it came from what items that the El Paso County Historical Commission are doing on cultural tourism.
We started out by doing GPS points about 10 years ago on a DVD. So if you wanted to see an historical marker that the county commission had put out, we gave you the longitude and latitude. And you could load that into your GPS unit and take your parents there in their car. Hmm. We were doing this for kids. So there's a lot going on there that's come out of the County Historical Commission. And I think you're going to see great things coming in the future. You really are. All right, we've got a couple of minutes here left in this hour. Tom Diamond is here. Carolyn's here. There's so many things to ask you about. Any other point in your career as an Army officer? Because it was interesting how your dad helped you become an Army officer.
Yeah, he sure was. I wanted to join the Marines, and he wouldn't let me. He finally insisted that if I wanted to go into the Army, he'd sign, so I did.
But you also had to go to Coastal Battery or something like that.
Yes. My father was building structures for the Army in Southern California and knew a lot of the Coast Artillery people. So he talked me into going into the Coast Artillery.
What was that famous name that Carlos dropped on us there that you met some? Who was it that you met in California in this time frame? Melissa, help me out here.
John Steinbeck.
Yes.
How
did that happen?
My.
Well, a fraternity brother of mine who married Carolyn's childhood friend was going through the fraternity house trying to drum up guys to go to Carmel, California for a weekend at a home where they were giving a big party for some girls at Mills College. And no one believed him. No one believed him.
Oh, they didn't go because they didn't buy the story.
They didn't buy the story. Oh, they'd have loved to have gone to a house full of young girls.
But it was true.
It was true. We showed up down there, and there's about eight lovely girls. And I remember drinking brandy in the back porch, and they came in and said, Uncle John's here. Come out and meet him. And I said, bring him back here. And they said, no, come out. You got to meet Uncle John. So
you go to Uncle John.
We went up to Uncle John. It was his house.
Oh,
it was a
good
chalet in Carmel.
His brandy, good idea.
Oh, wonderful brandy. Anyway, I met John Steinbeck, and they introduced him as Uncle John. He was a seedy-looking guy, very common, just average. But that night after dinner, we started roasting. We roasted some hot dogs then. We had some more brandy, and they asked Uncle John to tell him a story. So he started talking. And 5 minutes after he started, I nudged my friend Don Whipple, and I said, Don, do you know who Uncle John is? He said, yeah, John Steinbeck.
Wow. And you hadn't figured that out.
No, we didn't. I couldn't believe it. And the coincidence was he turned out to be from Stanford. He had flunked out.
Oh.
As an English major.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Yeah.
And that's where you made your career, was it not?
Well, I went to Stanford as a civil engineer, but he had been there as an English major.
Yeah, so you guys
but
had
he had flunked out, and he laughingly told us that because he had such poor attendance. But later on was told that he was a rebel. That was why he flunked out.
Uh-huh. Well,
but see, that's one of the things that you, Tom Diamond, ran into that I think that sort of puts you in the Forrest Gump category. How in the heck would you ever meet John Steinbeck? Oh, on a weekend going to meet girls somewhere at another college. Really? And you spent the evening listening to this guy?
He was amazing.
What
amazing.
A hoot. No, Tom Diamond, that's a great story. Okay, the book is called Moonspell. That refers more to the Tigua part of your existence, which is a very big part of your existence. But a lot of people don't realize there's a depth to Tom Diamond that goes way beyond the Tiguas. And let's see how big this book is. You ready, Sergio? That's how big the book is.
Yeah, it just blew my headphones off.
On the radio, that's how we have to do this. I mean, this is radio, right? So that's how big the book is. It's actually like 220-some-odd pages, but every bit of that is an interesting story from Tom Diamond. Carolyn, I know you must have had something to do with some of this in your past, so thank you for getting involved in that.
I couldn't keep up with him.
Well, but you kept the home doors open while he was out.
Well, she participated all the
way. I was going to say,
in fact, she advanced with me on the whistle stop tour for Lyndon Johnson. And an interesting thing happened on that tour.
We're going to have to postpone that till after this music and after the news, because here it comes.
I want to hear the music.
Don't you love that
music?
Can't you just see somebody playing that? We'll be back after the
dancing
news.
Dancing the Waltz.
With the Diamonds on KTSM Radio. See you then.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.